passion. Oh, now you're going to like this. We know you're here and we're warming up for you. We're still talking to you a little bit. That feeling of passion, hear this. Oh, such a good thing to come to know. That feeling of passion is what you feel when you are approaching the vicinity of your vibrational essence vortex. Because once you get into the center of this vortex, you experience the same calm that you experience in the eye of any hurricane. In other words, once you get into the center of that vortex where you know everything that is there, then it's like our friend was saying before, you're experiencing a sort of mundaneness. So often, friend, you are right where you want to be, you're just not experiencing the same juices flowing because there's absence of resistance that is part of the reason that you're defining passion in the way that you're defining it. Do you see what we're getting at? In other words, so we want you to find that passion because passion is far better than being on the outside of this. But once you get into that stream of passion and you begin to hold yourself there longer, you cannot hold yourself there because you're going to move right into knowing. And can you feel the difference between the emotion that you would call hope and the emotion that you would call belief? Can you feel the difference between the emotion that you would call belief and the emotion that you would call passion? Can you feel the difference between the emotion you would call passion and the emotion you would call knowing? Yes. Esther said when they got their first monster bus, their beautiful rock star Prevost monster bus, Esther thought she would die in anticipation of it. And it was beautiful and they loved every moment of it. And then they ordered another one. And Esther never felt anything close to that feeling of excitement the second time because she went right into the center of that vortex and just knew the well-being of it. Can you feel the difference? Can you hear that that's what we're getting at? That was good.
Thank you so much for everything, all of you. I have a couple of questions. The first is, you know, on the internet, there's always these things that go around that are like this dog that's nursing a piglet, and then there's a rabbit that's playing with a deer, and there's, you know, and there are actual photographs of things, and I love these, and I know a lot of people love these, and I guess I just wanted to know why do we love that so much?
Brace yourself.
Okay.
Because in your screwy approach to life, you want everyone to get along. It's sort of a quest for putting down the battle and coming into harmony. And the reason we called it screwy is because there's nothing wrong with the tension of difference that is queued up for the expansion of everything. In other words, humans so often think, I would like to be in my human form, and I would like to take all the thoughts that exist, and I would like to establish a philosophy that the entire world could embrace. And we say, if you had the ability, you don't. But if you had the ability, and you don't. But if you had the ability, you don't. If you had the ability, you don't, you don't, you don't. Can you feel we're excited that you don't? If you had the ability to limit the contrast and limit the concepts and limit the variety of perspectives of life, you could stop the eternalness that is inevitable, but you can't. You did not say, let's come forth and take all the ideas that exist and whittle them down to a few good ideas that we can all agree on. Instead, you said, let's come forth in our variety, and through our variety, let's cause expansion of that which is source, and let's let our coming together be in our coming together with who we really are, rather than trying to harmonize all of the diversity. The goal is not to bring sameness to difference. The goal is in the difference to expand and then to come together in the expansion, you see. So another way of saying it is, and this is accurate also,